Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Luke chapter 5. Now it happened that while the crowd was pressing around Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little distance from the land. And he sat down and continued teaching the crowds from the boat. Now when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon responded and said, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing. But I will do as you say and let down the nets." And when they had done this, they caught a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to tear. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats to the point that they were sinking. But when Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For amazement had seized him and all his companions, because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And likewise also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not fear. From now on you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him.
Have you ever questioned the wisdom of the Lord's commands? Sometimes doing things His way makes no sense to us. That's what happened to Peter at the Lake of Gennesaret. He and the other fishermen had toiled all night with zero success. They were weary and discouraged, and the last thing they wanted was to make even one more futile attempt. These men were professionals who knew this wasn't the right time to catch fish. So they were probably skeptical when Jesus told them to push out and cast their nets once more. What they had yet to learn was that apart from the supernatural involvement of God, all their self-effort was in vain. A short time later, as they hauled their bulging nets to shore, the men doubtless began to understand an eternal principle that many people have yet to realize. The Lord's instructions are given with a specific, sovereign purpose. Peter could never have imagined what kind of reward was in store for his obedience. The miracle he saw Jesus perform opened his eyes to the divinity of Christ, and the invitation to follow Jesus changed the entire course of Peter's life. He had no regrets for following Jesus, and neither will you. Trust in him today.